The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, free America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Wow, folks, we are kicking off Monday, and it is a busy day around the Todd Starnes radio program. And I am not kidding when I say free America, because that portion of our listening audience may be shrinking on a daily basis. Over the weekend, we've got so much to go through, including trying to figure out what cut number two is all about. That is good news that the president's butt has been wiped. I'm not sure why he needed to share that with the rest of the country, but we'll get to more of that a little bit later on in the program. But I want to start out today with some updates on stories we've been following and developments we've been following regarding the China virus outbreak. And we've been warning people on this show for quite some time that we are heading to a point where a vaccine card will be mandatory. If you want to go to the grocery store, if you want to send your kid to school, there is going to be a price to pay for that. Now, we caught a lot of blowback in the media because of that. Honestly, looking at it now from where we are and what I'm about to share with you, now it makes perfect sense, because they wanted to discredit the information we were sharing with you. They were telling you, well, there's no evidence that we're going to have mandatory vaccine cards. That's outrageous. Who does Starnes think he's talking about? Well, it turns out that Starnes was right once again. And there are efforts afoot to crack down on people who have not been vaccinated. Now, look. There is a massive push underway, and if you haven't picked up on this, you've been living under a rock, but there is now a massive push underway to force every single American to get this vaccination. Interestingly enough, a lot of the loudest voices are coming from Fox News Channel and from conservatives, which is really fascinating. So clearly somebody has gotten under their skin. And again, my philosophy has been and continues to be this day. This is a decision between you and your doctor and your God. It is not a decision to be made by the Democrats or the Republicans or Fox News Channel. That's not their call to make. But that's not what Rahm Emanuel had to say. The Godfather himself, Obama's number two man, cut number 12.
The fact is, no child can show up at school this fall without showing their immunization, smallpox, right, and measles, et cetera. You got to make this familiar to people. Second is, and I think this is an important point, I would close the space in. Meaning, if you want to participate in X, Y, or activities, you got to show you're vaccinated. So it becomes a reward punishment type system. You make your own calculation.
So Rahm Emanuel is setting all of this up now. For what we were warning you just a couple of months ago, now Rahm Emanuel is out there. And by the way, not getting any blowback from anybody on the panel. This was on ABC News this week. Nobody on the panel pushed back on this idea that we've got to have a reward punishment. So if you don't get the vaccine, you're not going to be able to go to a restaurant. If you don't get the vaccine, you're not going to be able to send your kid to school. You're going to be a pariah in society. We may be even to a point, the NFL, they're making players wear color-coded bands to differentiate between who has been vaccinated and who has not. I mean, we could be in a situation in this country where this becomes a reality within the general population. We are now being told that many people in the United States military are going to be ordered to get this vaccine. If you are a member of the U.S. military, you must get the jab. And if you don't, there will be a price to pay. You could be dishonorably discharged from the military. And a lot of you folks out there may be thinking, well, there's no way in the world that this is going to impact me or my family. And I would tell you that you are a fool. If you believe that to be the case, you are foolish. And you need to begin right now deciding, okay, what are we going to do as a family here? Are you willing to just go ahead, head on down to the local doctor's office or the pharmacy and get the jab just so you'll be able to go grocery shopping at Kroger? I received an email from a lady. I told her I would not reveal her name. She's from North Carolina. She said, Todd, I don't know if this will be worth your time or effort reporting, but I am from North Carolina. And all the major healthcare facilities here, Duke, UNC, Cone Health, and Atrium, are forcing their employees to get the vaccine or be fired. We are trying to get the word out and stand up for ourselves against these big corporate companies. There are several peaceful protests scheduled. Thank you in advance. Well, look, Lydia, yes, and we want all of you to send us information. If your company is being forced, is forcing employees to get vaccinated, we want to hear about that. We want to be able to expose these people. And I don't know what's going on over at Fox News Channel, but they have taken a hard left turn on this issue. No doubt about it. Now Dr. Anthony Fauci, is saying that we could have mandatory mask mandates even for people who are vaccinated. Cut number three.
CNN, the top health officials are weighing whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated Americans. Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am.
All right, there you go. I mean, folks, it's right there in front of our faces, and the issue is very simple. You will either get the vaccine so you can live your normal life, or you will become a pariah, and you will not be able to send your kids to school. You won't be able to go to the grocery store. You won't be able to live your life. Does this feel like a free country to you? By the way, over the weekend, in France and England, all over the world, massive protest from freedom-loving people demanding that their government stop these China virus rules and regulations. You know, the one free country in the world where those protests did not happen was right here in the United States of America. No protest. But the folks overseas, they understand what's going on. They see where all of this is headed, and they don't like it. Meanwhile, back to ABC this week, Margaret Hoover, who is the so-called conservative on the show, says, hey, we need to make this mandatory for government healthcare workers. Cut 13.
If you're provided healthcare, if you're getting VA treatment, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, anything, and Social Security obviously isn't healthcare, you should be getting the vaccine. Okay, because you're going to have to, we are going to have to take care of you on the back end. So there are a lot of things we can do without calling it a mandate, but to just make it almost impossible for people to live their lives without being protected and protecting the rest of us.
So there you have it. And don't be surprised if you see words sort of disappear, because you heard what Margaret Hoover said. We don't have to call it a mandate. We can call it something else. They do the same thing with critical race theory. They can call it social justice or race relations. I mean, who's opposed to race relations? So don't, folks, the point of all of this is to wake you up. By the way, you folks in the Atlanta area, already one restaurant has said, if you don't have the vaccine, you're not going to be able to eat in our restaurant. The Argosy Restaurant and Bar, located in Atlanta's East Village, posted a sign outside their restaurant telling customers they are not welcome inside if they are unvaccinated. The sign reads, "For the safety of our staff, our guests, and community, no vax, no service." And by the way, you know what? That's their right. They're a privately owned business. If they don't want your business, fine. Go somewhere else. Enjoy food somewhere else. Argosy employees will not check proof of vaccination at the door, in part because the restaurant doesn't have the staff to support such protocol. Instead, customers, now here we go, folks. What was it? They crucified me in the leftist media just a couple of months ago because I said this was going to happen. I said it was going to happen, and they called me a loony tune. But I'm going to read to you from the Atlanta Urinal Constipation, the official newspaper there in Atlanta. Instead, customers are asked to carry proof of vaccination, either the original copy or a digital version, such as a photo from a smartphone, and they must show it upon request. And what did I say a couple of months ago? We're going to have to start showing our papers just like we're in pre-Nazi Germany, before World War II. We are going to have to start showing our papers just to sit down and eat at a restaurant. Now, the owner of the restaurant said that he understands people might be accusing him of virtue signaling, but he says that was his line in the sand, and it's his right as a privately owned small business. And I completely agree with that guy. He's not going to be in business very long, but I completely agree with his right. One former customer said, "I think it's a bunch of crap. It's everybody's choice. That's what I think." No, it's not. They don't want you to have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. They want you to get this vaccine, and they are going to make your life a living hell until you do. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here. I'm curious, have any of you changed your mind about whether or not you're getting the vaccine? And I'm also curious to know if your place of employment is now requiring you to get the poke in the arm or the jab up the behind. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number here. That's 844-747-8868. The website is toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
If you're like most of us, you're worried about the growing power of big tech and their use of artificial intelligence. They control what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to see. They're using that power to silence conservative politicians and churches. What's going to happen as their artificial intelligence gains even more power? Well, it's already happening, and you know it. Big tech's AIs are looking over your shoulder right now. And if you say the wrong thing, they can silence you or label you as an extremist. And it's getting worse. We have to ask ourselves, where does it end? Terms of Service, the stunning new Orwellian science fiction novel by AI pioneer Craig W. Stanfill, provides one possible answer. Terms of Service is a fascinating and engaging book that will alert you to these very real dangers to our freedom. Whoever controls the AIs controls the world. Do you care about your freedom? Then read Terms of Service. Go to Amazon.com right now and search for Terms of Service. Or go to www.craigwstanfill.com to learn more. All right, all you folks over in New York City, yeah, they're going to make you get weekly testing for the China virus if you do not get a vaccine. This is coming from Breitbart, New York City, to require vaccines or weekly testing for all city workers. And in St. Louis, they are going to make everybody who has been vaccinated wear a face mask. And this is coming from St. Louis County, which is controlled by the Democrats. Anyone over the age of five, when indoors, must wear a mask. This is coming from, again, Breitbart News. So what are you going to do here, folks? 844-747-8868. Let's go to Dana in Los Angeles listening to us on the live stream. Hello, Dana. What's on your mind today?
Hey. Hi, Todd. It's a pleasure to speak with you. What an honor. I live in Los Angeles County. I moved here, can you believe this, from Michigan last year. for different reasons. I have primary immune deficiency, like the bubble boy in the 70s. That's me. So I had to move to a climate to survive. And I have been to dry heat before, this very place. So I didn't have any choice. I'm allergic and was, you know, in the hospital all the time, which, by the way, last year when they said Michigan hospitals were all full of COVID patients, I was there because of other reasons, and that was a ghost town, so that was a lie. But anyway, I'm in Los Angeles, and I cannot get any kind of vaccine. I have no IgA in my immune system, and I will have anaphylaxis if I get any kind of vaccine. Well, I just found out today I'm becoming a leper here, and nobody wants to be around me, and I'm going to not be able to go to a grocery store pretty darn soon here. It's getting scary. And my window of opportunity to go back, if I were to, is getting smaller. There's a lot of people in Los Angeles, you think, like, it's like everyone is kind of crazy. Well, they're not. There's a lot of people who are believe how we believe and get it, but they're too afraid to say it. But what I'm calling about is, you know, Los Angeles on June 15th, when the mask mandates were lifted, there was such a feeling of giddiness in Los Angeles. I mean, right in Hollywood, where I worked for a while. And it was giddy. And all of a sudden, there is such oppression again.
So people feel like that this is where we're going. We're about to lose our civil liberties again. You're telling me that's what people are feeling like there in Los Angeles?
It went down, yes. When the mask mandate went back, that you have to be indoors and have a mask, it was like a depression hit. And I used to work in a place that was a destination place. Okay. So like I saw people, thousands of people every day, and there was such happiness. People were coming from everywhere, but I can see this. There is a depression. I go out and walk my dog. There's not one person around, none. They've all just gone back in their homes. And this is scary. And for me personally, if I go to my doctor right now, this is very scary to me. This is what I want to tell you. If I go to my doctor's office, I'm afraid to get blood work done because my IgG is dangerously low. There's nothing anyone can do for me. I'm the bubble boy and that's it. So I have to ask God to just help me every day. And he does. But if I go and I sit in a chair right now and get my blood work taken, I'm afraid to sit in a chair because on the other side of me, they're going to give me that vaccine.
Well, that's a fair look. That's a fair concern. And again, Dana, my whole argument here has been this is a matter of your personal freedom. You have the choice to make. Right. You would think
you would.
But honestly, they want to know why. And they're on the Sunday programs. They're saying, we don't know why Americans just don't want to get this vaccine, because they don't trust the government. They don't trust the media. And they sure don't trust the CDC or the World Health Organization.
Well, I sure don't. And I have to be watching all of that all the time because I have a very rare illness. And here's the scariest part. My doctors, very good doctors in Los Angeles, who at first were for me, oh, yes, we'll give you a letter that will allow you to go anywhere, explaining that you can never receive any vaccine, especially this one, or any kind.
My goodness.
Now off the table. No letter for me, and you better get that vaccine.
Well, that's the thing. It's they were going to be forcing people, and again, they're out there saying, you know, well, the people on Fox News, they bear responsibility. Blood is on their hands for people who don't get the vaccine. Okay, fine. Well, if that's the case, what about the people who died after they got the vaccine? Whose blood, you know, if we want to have that conversation, we can have that conversation. Dana, thank you for calling in, and good luck to you out there. But again, a lot of people have died, and we don't know how many, but enough. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of people have died after getting the vaccine. Is there blood on Joe Biden's hands? Is there blood on Dr. Anthony Fauci's hands, or the folks that are out there on Fox News and CNN telling you that you've got to get the vaccine? At what point in American history did it become a crime to simply suggest a decision of that magnitude should be between you and your doctor? When did that become a crime? When did that make people anti-vaxxers? Because that's the path we're going down here. All right, folks. Look, we got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also very curious to know, are the Biden vaccine goon squads in your neighborhoods? Are they knocking on your doors? Are they asking your personal information? We would love to hear from you if that's the case, especially you folks in North Carolina. Hey, coming up a little bit later today, our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee, he's going to drop by. ToddStearns.com is the website. Again, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. There are hundreds of companies out there claiming to compare auto and home insurance rates, but there's only one who actually does it. Get a better insurance rate with Gabby. I know it because I've done it. Gabby is the one true comparison platform with fast, verifiable quotes, not ballpark guesses. As a matter of fact, Gabby helped me find the right policy, and they did it lickety-split. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. And they'll never sell your information, so you don't have to worry about those telephone calls or robocalls during supper time. So put your policy to the test like I did and get better insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check, and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Starnes. That's GABI.com/Starnes. Gabby.com/Starnes. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, you guys are lighting up the Facebook page today. A lot of comments here. Ashley says, what's even scarier is we don't know the effects of getting children vaccinated in the long run. We will be taking that religious exemption option. No, thank you. Daniel says, Todd, they can take that shot and shove it up where the sun don't shine. Good for you. He posted a little sunshine emoji there. Very clever. I suspect a lot of folks sympathize with Daniel. Dana says, now I'm the bad person because I can't get the vaccine. Talking about some health issues. And Norma says, Todd, the vaccine is good, but it's not right to force it in someone, and that is the issue here. Why is it that they are so hell-bent on making sure all of us get that vaccine? And beyond that, and I'm just throwing this out here, if we're so concerned now about spreading things, are they going to start requiring people to provide cards showing they do not have AIDS or a sexually transmitted disease or some other kind of illness? I mean, at what point do you draw the line? If we're going to go ahead and just open up our own health privacy here so that people can see and people can make decisions on what we do with our bodies, at what point does the government come in and say, okay, we've got to have cards for everything? All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Vicki is listening to us on WHKP in North Carolina. And Vicki, we're excited about our big book signing coming up Friday there at the broadcast house at WHKP.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, hope to see you there, Vicki. But what's going on? What's on your mind?
My question is where is the people that were elected to represent us? What happened to the HIPAA law? Is that just throughout? Because it's none of nobody's business what we have or don't have. The Constitution, everything that they're doing is not legal, you know, by pushing and forcing, because the Constitution awards us these freedoms. And why will nobody stand up and say, hey, this is enough?
Well, I'm going to answer this question for you, Vicki, and I don't think you're going to like my answer. It's because they're cowards. They are terrified of the media mob here. I mean, you saw what Fox News Channel did. They were being pounded.
Well, I quit watching them.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let me bring you up to speed here. Good for you. I watch Newsmax, by the way. Here's what was happening with Fox News Channel. They were getting pounded by lawmakers, by the Biden administration, by other members of the media, accusing them of causing the deaths of millions of Americans because they did not promote the vaccine. And so all of a sudden, Fox slams on the brakes, and they're hauling out people like Steve Doocy and Sean Hannity talking, you know, pleading with people to go down there and get this vaccine. So I think, unfortunately, Vicky, we live in a country right now where a good many people do not understand what it means to have a backbone and stand their ground. And that's one of the reasons why these politicians are not coming to our defense here.
I wish there's a way that we as a people can fix that.
Well, there is. And elections have consequences, and you've got that opportunity. So, Vicky, and I would encourage every other person listening to this program, pay attention to the people you are sending to Washington. And if they are not going to stand up and defend your civil liberties, they don't need to be there. Vicky, thank you for the call. And as I mentioned, we're heading out later this week, as a matter of fact, Wednesday afternoon, heading out on the big first leg of the book tour. And we're very excited about this. We're going to be stopping in Gainesville, Georgia on Thursday. Looking forward to meeting so many of our listeners in Gainesville at the Smokehouse Barbecue. And then the following day, we're in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and we're wrapping up that leg of the trip at the Billy Graham Library. And we would love for all of you folks to come out and join us for that very special event at the Billy Graham Library. By the way, this news coming in from Yahoo, a California bar, actually multiple California bars, are demanding proof of vaccinations as the Delta variant surges. The owner of the Vesuvio Cafe in San Francisco said they decided to start demanding vaccination cards until it all settles down. They say it's all about safety for our staff and our clientele. And they're also going to limit indoors just to people who have proof of the vaccination. In other words, if you don't have a vaccine card, you're not going to be able to eat a meal inside that bar. Look, this is a very simple thing here, folks. The business owners have a right to do that. They also have a right to go out of business, and you have a right to go drink a beer or grab a burger at some place that does not infringe upon your civil liberties. It's all very simple. All very simple. I don't know why there's that much controversy surrounding all of that. But I want to go back, and I want to play this clip from Rahm Emanuel, the Godfather. Now, this is the linchpin here. This guy was Barack Hussein Obama's right-hand man, the Godfather. Never let a crisis go to waste. Remember that? He said, never let a crisis go to waste. Cut number 12.
Is no child can show up at school this fall without showing their immunization, smallpox, right, and measles, et cetera. You got to make this familiar to people. Second is, and I think this is an important point, I would close the space in. Meaning if you want to participate in X, Y, or activities, you got to show you're vaccinated. So it becomes a reward punishment type system. You make your own calculation.
So instead of wearing some sort of a badge, say, on your jacket signifying who you are, they're going to try something else. It might be a wristband. They're doing this with the NFL, by the way, and it's driving the players bonkers. As a matter of fact, at least one NFL coach, assistant coach, has been fired because he would not comply. He would not comply. NFL camps are opening up, by the way, with color-coded vaccination wristbands. So it's all happening here, folks. You just got to pay attention to it. Don't be surprised when they announce, and this could come very soon, when they do announce, we're shutting everything down. And I want you to think about this. What's going to happen in 2022? The Democrats know they're hosed at the midterms. What's going to happen is, with the country shut down, they're going to require people to do mail-in ballots. And how does that turn out for the Republicans? I'm just saying. Go ahead and write it down. I'm just telling you here. Reading the political tea leaves. All right, let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Ronnie is listening to us on WSIC. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. I got some food for thought. When I was 18, I was asked if I would like to work in a research lab at a very large hospital up in Boston. I did. I was taking blood from large Dutch rabbits from the back of the eye, breaking through the cartilage, getting blood, and then that would go in a centrifuge. Then the other research people would take care of it and procure it. It went from petri dish to petri dish. Those did not go out to the general public for at least 15 months.
So Ronnie, let's cut to the chase because we don't have a lot of time here. So
gotcha.
You think that the vaccine was rushed?
Extremely.
All right. Well, Ronnie, thanks for the call there. Okay. Not sure what that was about, but okay. Ronnie seems to think the vaccine was rushed. Look, there's a fair argument. And I think that that's one of the reasons why we have seen so many of these very, very dangerous side effects with the drugs. I mean, there cannot be any other explanation. We're talking about hundreds of people who have had extremely dangerous side effects. Extremely dangerous. So it's up to you, folks. But I'm telling you that this is not good. This is meant to clamp down on your personal liberty, your personal freedom. And you, every single person listening to this radio program, you're going to be responsible for yourself and your own actions, what you decide to do. I know our family's already made decisions, and your family's going to have to make decisions. But this is not going to be a situation where this just happens in the big cities. It's going to happen in the smaller communities as well. All right, look, got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we got to talk about this violence across America. You know, isn't it amazing? The Democrats in these massive cities, what do? They defunded the police. They malign the police. They castigate the police. And all of a sudden, we've seen a massive uptick in violent crime all over America. We're going to get into that. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I don't know if you guys have this problem, but I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. And there's a reason for that. They feel too soft and too lotion-y, the ones you buy in the stores. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible. And best of all, they're made right here in the USA. And all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, you're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but not today, thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS. Did you hear what happened to Tucker Carlson this weekend? What a crazy story. So Tucker taking some vacation time out in Montana, and he was in a sporting goods store. I think he was out there fly fishing, and he's there with his daughter, young daughter, minding his own business, and some foul-mouthed leftist thug confronts Tucker right there in the store and starts yelling at the guy, chewing him out, calling him the most horrible person on the planet. And Tucker's like, dude, you know, hang out. You know, Tucker handled it pretty well. But he was like, hey, look, my daughter is here. Can we just not do this here? And the guy says he didn't care. Didn't care that Tucker Carlson's daughter was there. And he kept on, you know, ripping Tucker a new one. And then so Tucker Carlson plays the, this is pretty funny. He played the horse whisperer. He said, now, settle down. Settle down now, son. Settle down, son. So Tucker's calling him son, and that just the guy just exploded in rage. And so we've got the video of the whole encounter over on the website. And what's interesting is this: his name is Dan Bailey, and this happened in the Dan Bailey Outdoor Company, purely coincidental. There's no connection, no relation between the two. But Bailey wrote on his Instagram, F. Tucker Carlson, what a blank hole. The man has killed more people with vaccination and misinformation. He supported extreme racism. It goes on and on and on. You know, these people are cowards. I mean, just cowards. But I'm telling you, if you are a conservative, and especially if you are a conservative celebrity, you need to be packing heat. And I'm going to tell you why. Fortunately, this guy was some sort of a wuss. He was just a blowhard. But you never know. You never know when some moron's going to come up and try to get into it with you and pull out a weapon, or maybe they have some sort of a weapon, and they're going to try to physically hurt you. So I just think if you are in the conservative media world, you need to be armed. You need to have a plan. Now, Grace, I know that you guys give me a hard time because, you know, I don't have personal security. But I'd like to think I could probably take care of myself if need be.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the reality is you think about these things, right? So, I mean, when you're in a situation, we were, for example, we were at an event in Memphis on Friday, and you're always just always looking around, just being aware of your surroundings.
Of course.
So
no matter where you are, you got to be.
You have to be.
Especially nowadays.
Exactly. Because these leftists are unhinged.
Oh, yeah. Completely unpredictable.
And I tell people, and this is the truth, remember, Who was it that shot Abraham Lincoln? It was an actor. You know, these actors, these far lefties, they're very dangerous people. So look, Grace Baker, we got some fan mail.
Aw.
And I'm trying to see here. We're going to start with this one. This is from Jeannie, who lives in Germantown, Tennessee.
Aww.
And she sent us these really nice Bible verses that have magnetic strips, so you can put them on the kitchen counter. I'm showing it to our Facebook Live crowd.
Super pretty. And floral trim.
Very nice. She made one for you and for me and for Avery.
No.
And it included a passage of scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. So, Grace, you may not be able to see the Stearns protection, but it's there.
It's need it.
Supernatural. But, Jeannie, I will try to do my best to read this. Dear Todd, thank you for the Daily Biscuit Devotion book. I know I will enjoy it even though I'm an Indiana Hoosier, but I'm from the southern part of Indiana. Oh, Jeannie, you're a southerner.
That counts.
You're a southerner. I have lived in the Memphis area for many years, so I know how good it is to live in the South. That is true. I made some Bible verses for you and Grace and Avery for your refrigerator or on the sun visor or in your glove compartment. I heard you talk about Bill and Hillary a few weeks ago, and they can be dangerous. That's true. Take care and be safe, Jeannie from Germantown, Tennessee.
How nice.
Wasn't that very nice?
Very thoughtful.
It is very thoughtful. We'll have to put that on the fridge in the commissary.
Yes.
Here at Stearns Media Group. And then we received a beautiful little note from Jory. Dear Todd, a wonderful staff, love you all. Thanks for the sanity and humor. I started listening last year as all of this was unfolding. Loved your interview with the senator and physician from Minnesota. Signed, Jory.
Jory sent us the coffee candy downstairs.
Well, I knew there was a large box down there.
Yes.
And it wasn't ticking.
No.
All right,
just
well,
full
that's
of candy.
Good. Full of candy. That's delicious. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was delicious coffee candy that she sent us. It's not bitter like the stuff at Starbucks.
This is the second batch she sent us.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's very delicious, and we're always thankful for our great listeners. And I really do hope that, look, we're going to be doing book tours through the end of the year. And so if we're not coming, you know, just be patient. But I'm very excited about the trip coming up this week to Gainesville, WDUN, to WHKP in Hendersonville. We really want you guys to come out. We're going to do some fun stuff. I'm going to share some remarks, and we're going to have a lot of fun at the book signing events. And it's my understanding, I know that we're doing a barbecue. We're going to be at a barbecue joint in Gainesville. So you come get some food, buy the biscuit book, and you're going to go away very satisfied. And then we're going to have Chick-fil-A and something called Celtic ice cream in Hendersonville. And then on Saturday at the Billy Graham Library, we're just going to have a wonderful time. We're getting reports that a lot of folks are going to come out. We're going to have a lot of books available, and look forward to shaking all of your hands. And we might even throw in a side hug or two. All right, folks, got to take a break here. Coming up a little bit later on, our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Had to go to the grocery store over the weekend. That's what your beloved host does on the weekends, folks. Got to do the domestic stuff, and went to the supermarket. Had to fill up the Cadillac. And can I tell you something, Grace Baker? If I'd have known that Joe Biden was going to win the White House, I probably would have gotten a more fuel-efficient car.
Yeah, I think you and everyone else. Jesus.
Wow.
Geez.
It's unbelievable. Well over $3 a gallon for the regular unleaded.
Very sad.
I'm at Kroger, and I'm a big cranapple guy. I love the cranapple juice.
Really?
And the cran mango.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's good stuff.
See, I think of fall when I think of that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I love the juice. And so what I do is, when I go home, I buy it in bulk, and then I put it in the freezer so it gets sort of slushy.
Oh,
and,
it's slushy.
Okay. Oh, it's great. It's unless you forget to take it out of the freezer,
yeah.
And then that's
a
problem.
Giant block.
Yeah, that's a problem. But anyway, I was going through the checkout line, and you know they make you do your own now at Kroger. So, you know, you've got to scan your own groceries. You got to put them in the bags. And I never can open up those little wimpy plastic bags. The ones that always tear. You know what I'm talking about?
It's rough with girls' fingernails, too, sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Just I guess so. It would tear right through it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm looking. And I didn't buy that many things. All right, I'll tell you what I bought. This is one of my vices in life. I love thick slab king cotton bologna.
Oh.
That's good stuff. So I didn't get much. I mean, I just had a few things. It was like $70.
Yep.
The grocery store bill.
It racks up quick.
Unbelievable. I'm just curious if other people are finding the same sorts of inflation happening at their local supermarket. I'm not even going to go to Whole Foods. You got to bring a credit card if you go over there.
Jeez. Take out a loan.
And then they always look at you like there's something, you know, like there's something wrong with you.
They're like,
you know,
he's eating that.
Well, that guy looks like a Republican. You know, it's kind of that, you know, vibe.
Judgy.
Exact. Very judgmental over there. And they have a lot of the hipsters working over there.
Oh, of course.
They make it an unpleasant experience. I'm just going to be honest with you. All right, well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker. Oh, by the way, welcome. First of all, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Starnes, lover of cranapple juice. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, the great columnist, Liz Peek. Liz, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Liz, I don't know what it's like over in your neighborhood, but here in Memphis, where we broadcast the show from, the prices are just nuts. Everybody's complaining about how much it costs for things these days.
Well, look, we see it in the data. We see it in the reports on the official reports on inflation, which is now running more than twice what the Fed expected last year. There's no question the price of everything is going up. And here's what's sort of alarming. I went into my hair salon the other day, and I looked at the prices, and I said, wait a minute, isn't that higher? And they said, yeah, we're raising prices. I think the number is 6 or 7%. And I was sort of like, well, why? And they said, well, everybody's raising prices. And it's sort of, that's what takes hold, you know, Todd? I mean, you don't need to have a spreadsheet analysis. If you're running a hair salon, and all of a sudden everyone is demanding a little bit more pay, because guess what? The guy across the street is offering a little bit higher wages, which is what's happening across America right now, all of a sudden you have to raise prices. And we have seen surveys from small business owners, the NFIB, that shows more of the small companies in America are raising prices than has been the case since the 1980s. And why? Because they're also raising wages. And that's kind of good. You know, everyone wants higher pay for workers. But on the other hand, if it doesn't result in real higher pay, that is, if prices are going up at the same amount, all you have is basically inflation. And the people who get hurt worst are people like seniors who are on fixed incomes, and also people at the low end of the wage scale who basically are struggling to make ends meet anyway. And if you tell them everything's up 10%, it's really a problem.
And the Biden administration's argument, well, yeah, but you're going to be making more money. They think this is some sort of a joke?
I think it's a profound ignorance about how the private sector works. Joe Biden keeps saying, well, they'll just have to, you know, he whispers into the microphone, you'll just have to pay a little more. Margins are so slender for people who run small businesses. They can't just up wages because they feel like it or because they're having a hard time finding people to work for them. That cuts into their profitability. And generally speaking, they just can't afford it. So the biggest stupidity is, in my view, the assertion by the administration, and I see that Mark Warner is also out there talking about this, that if we pass these massive spending bills, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill that Democrats are pushing, prices will come down. I don't know anyone in their right mind who thinks that that is true. There is a theoretical construct where if you put a lot of money into productivity-enhancing items like better port services or more automated facilities or what have you, that over time that productivity could argue for less inflation. But in the interim, while we're waiting 10 years to build a new port or whatever length of time it takes these days in this incredibly red tape laden America, guess what? Prices are going to continue to go up. And there are a lot of reasons for it. One is the Fed continues to pump much too much money into the economy. I think that is a huge mistake. I can't believe they're not talking about tapering sooner than next year. I hope they will. Secondly, you know, go to your local department store and try and buy something. Inventories are at the lowest level relative to sales in history because of some of the problems that came up during COVID, and also because business managers just didn't imagine how strong demand was going to be. So as we go into the next year, businesses are going to be hustling to fill those shelves. And that means no matter what, business and demand is going to stay incredibly strong. And then you have the government having created an artificial shortage of labor by providing all these disincentives to work, like higher unemployment compensation and so forth. So you have wages going up because of that and prices going up just everywhere. This is not temporary. It's not going to be over in 6 months. And I really think the government is lying to people.
All right, Liz, I mean, you're the expert here. Put on your prognosticator's hat. Where do you see all of this going? Is there relief coming, you know, next year after 2022 midterms? What say you?
Well, I think sadly, it depends, I think, a little bit on what Democrats do. If they pass this heinous, nearly $4 trillion spending bill, that incorporates a lot of huge taxes. I do not think the economy will continue to grow as rapidly as it is now in any event, but certainly that will put the brakes on even faster. The worst of all worlds would be if growth slows significantly because of those tax hikes, and also inflation continues sort of embedded in our system. That's where you get what's called stagnation. And I think, you know, this time next year, we're going to take a pretty sour look at the massive spending bills, if indeed they pass, because I think most common sense Americans understand we don't need them. There's $2 trillion that has been allocated by Congress that's not even spent yet. Why in the world are we putting more money out there? And I'll tell you, it's very simple, it's very cynical, but it's real. It's all about big labor. It's the teachers' unions, who will receive hundreds of billions of dollars in new funding for new classrooms, for pre-K and three-year-old education and so forth, which just means hiring a lot more teachers. It's the SEIU, who expects to pick up the contracts for elder care, which is in that big package. It's all about bolstering Democrat-favoring support groups. And, you know, I really think people will rebel. I just don't imagine. I'm hoping the bill won't go through, but Democrats seem pretty intent on doing it, even as strategists are telling them, hey, look, people are really nervous about all this spending. They're connecting the dots between inflation and the spending number. Don't do it. But you know what? I think they're planning for the future, and they think this is the right way to go.
All right, Liz. Yeah, we've got to run here, Liz, but we have a link to your column over on our live show blog. It's a terrific column. Liz, appreciate all the info.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, Liz Peek, ladies and gentlemen, Fox News columnist, and we do have a link to Liz's column where she goes in depth into inflation and where all of this is going and how it's going to impact your bottom line, which is a big deal. A big deal. I want to ask you before we go to break, the Olympics. Wow, what a disaster. Nobody's watching. They're calling it, President Trump is calling it the woke Olympics. He had a huge, huge turnout at his speech over the weekend in Phoenix. And I'm curious to know, are you among those who are not rooting for the U.S. basketball team and the U.S. women's soccer team? Are you among those? Are you among the people who are rooting against some of the American teams? I'm curious to hear from you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. I got to tell you, always like to give a shout-out to our good friend Mike Lindell, great American patriot. And Mike has always been so kind to the listeners of this radio program, offering great deals, great discounts, and he's come through one more time. Mike is now offering his incredibly plush towels at an unbelievable discount. Normally, his towels, the towel set, would set you back over $100. Now you're going to be able to get Mike's beautiful towels for just $39.99. It's a six-piece set, two bath towels, hand towels, washcloths. You're going to love this stuff, folks. And they're just really, really classy towels. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. You do have to enter the promo code Starnes, and you will get those deep discounts. You can also call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, and they will hook you up with some incredible deals, including that 60-day money-back guarantee, the towels made with USA cotton. That makes all the difference in the world. So again, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code STARNS. So over the weekend, there was another outbreak of violence, really all over America, but honestly, right down from my home, I would say a couple of miles from where I live, there is a very popular family entertainment zone called Incredible Pizza. And it's sort of like a Chuck E. Cheese for the older crowd. So you've got a lot of activities, a lot of games. The pizzas, you know, it is what it is. You're not there for the pizza. You're there for the games.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the pizza's incredible or anything.
Yeah, but they call it Incredible Pizza.
Yes.
So anyway, I want to play for you some audio of what it sounded like Saturday. And again, I need to set the stage. This place is packed with families. And we're talking about kids having a good time, folks just, you know, kicking back. And here's what happened.
Incredible Pizza, y'all.
It's a fight. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in a place like that? I mean, as a parent, you have to be horrified. I got to tell you, folks, we are raising a nation of savages. So apparently, the guy they arrested shot his mother. It was a dispute between two families. The guy shot his own mother and somebody else. He's in jail. But in Memphis, Tennessee, 11 people shot over the weekend. 3 people killed. And nobody seems to care. We're a city that we've been controlled by Democrats here for over 50 years, and nobody seems to care. Now, the black elected leaders will blame the white guy, but you know what? They've been in charge for at least, 30 years? Overwhelming. We are a minority-majority city, and it's been that way for a very long time. But nobody wants to have that conversation. Nobody wants to talk. You've got community leaders out there saying, well, we need more basketball courts. We got to have more activities for the children. We've got to give them recording studios. Honest to goodness, these are actual ideas that they're talking about here to stop the violence. You know what's going to happen? They're going to start shooting people in the basketball courts. They're going to start shooting people in the recording studios. I mean, this is off the charts here, folks. Unbelievable. But nobody wants to talk about it. Now, it's even worse in Washington, D.C., and the police chief there, who, by the way, is a black man, he's throwing his hands up in the air. He goes, what do you people want us to do? The reporters lecturing him about the rise in violence. Cut number 6.
Here's the thing. That does problems. The reality is we have a shrinking workforce. I have a definitive amount of resources, 200 and some officers less this year than what I had last year. With that being said, what am I going to do with these resources? I can't work these officers to death. I'm not going to have them out here making bad decisions, getting involved in use of force incidents. We need to make sure that we are a police department, a major city police department in the nation's capital, that we are properly staffed to where it is we need to be. I know that's a long answer, but that's the truth.
But the Democrats, they don't want the police officers to be able to do their jobs. They want to coddle the criminals. Cut number 7.
So I want us to make sure that we are reclaiming this community. And my hope is that as we do this, that this reverberates through our city, that this is what the response should look like. It should look like this, right? Because there are a lot of corners that I go to after a murder has occurred, and it's just me, it's just the officers. Who are the people that are closest to the pain, right? That's when we get folks' attention, right? When you're closest to the pain, when you hear the gunshots in your community, that begs a different reaction versus it being someplace else and you just kind of happen to catch it on the news. This was real for some people, but it's been happening in communities all across our city, and I'm saying to you, enough is enough. I've been a police officer in this city for over 30 years. I've been born and raised right here in this city. Started my patrol career right here in this district. And the way that we're going and the things that we're trying to do, we want to help people. Yes, we should. But you cannot coddle violent criminals. You cannot. You cannot treat violent criminals who are out here making communities unsafe for you, for your loved ones, for me, for my loved ones. They might not want a job. They might not. They might not need services. What they may require is to be off of our streets because they're making it unsafe for us. And if that's what it requires, then that's what it requires. And we have to own that. We have to own it, because if not, we see more of this. We see more of this in our communities. And then what happens? When someone's shot, you know, people are outraged by it.
Well, I think we're all outraged, and good for you, Chief. But we need more black Americans, more blacks in law enforcement, using their megaphones to blast that message into these communities. And again, fine, we want to have a conversation about white kids shooting up schools. Yeah, we can have that conversation too. But the reality is that blacks and whites want our kids to be able to go to the parks, to be able to go to schools, to be able to hang out without getting shot at. But if you've got a 7-year-old on the streets after midnight, that's a mom and a dad problem. And we got to have that conversation too. We'll be right back, folks. Over the weekend, if you were on social media, you saw a hashtag was trending about Joe Biden wiping his hindquarters. And I want you to listen to this. Now, we can't tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the president was telling reporters, my butt's been wiped. But that's sure as heck what it sounds like. He was asked a question about immigration. Let's listen to cut number two.
My butt's been wiped.
One more time.
My butt's been wiped.
All right. So nobody knows. Okay, at the very least, it's gibberish. At worst, he was telling people that his butt has been wiped. Of course, it's not the first time he's had a faux pas of this magnitude. Cut number one.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
Oh, dear. Well, we don't judge. We don't judge here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program, a great congressman from the state of Texas, also an incredible doctor, Congressman Ronnie Jackson. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you, Todd. I appreciate you guys having me.
You know, it really is no laughing matter. I mean, it just seems as though, based on the performance of the president in that CNN town hall meeting, these gibberish words coming out of his mouth when he's talking to reporters, it makes sense what you've been saying all along about demanding a cognitive test.
Absolutely. I've been saying for a while, Todd, and it's just becoming more and more obvious each and every day. I mean, that town hall was a total embarrassment. I could not even imagine how brutally President Trump would have been destroyed if he had said, you know, if he'd had any of those kinds of difficulties during his term, which he didn't, obviously. But it's just the mainstream media has been covering this up for a long time. They've been ignoring it. But there's only a certain amount of time where they're going to be able to continue to ignore this. Everybody's talking about it now. Even the Democrats are starting to, look at each other like going, what are we going to do now? I mean, I can't imagine being Don Lemon and standing there. I mean, that guy must have been terrified. Like he was wanting, I'm sure, desperately to answer his question for him. But he didn't. I think he was standing there wondering, like, what's he trying to ask? I don't think he even knew what the question was, you know. So it's going to get worse and worse. I've said that from the beginning, that this is something where you start off and you have a few bad days and mostly good days, and then you transition into more bad days and fewer good days, and eventually it's mostly bad days and very few good days. And that's what you're going to see as this term continues. They're going to roll him out less and less often. They're going to be more and more selective about when they do it, what time of day they do it, and how often they do it. Eventually, he's just going to, he's not going to be in the public eye much at all, and that's when we're going to know that it's really, really bad. I think it's bad enough now that he needs to get the cognitive test done. He needs to reassure the American people and our allies overseas that he's in control.
I mean, certainly President Trump took one of these, if I do believe, I'm curious, why is it you don't think they're going to let Biden take this cognitive test?
Well, because they're terrified of what that's going to reveal. I mean, I think that he literally has some serious cognitive issues going on. This is a screening tool used to pick up on cognitive issues, and I think that it would do its job, and it would show us that he's got some issues, and you know that he's probably not suited to be our commander in chief and our head of state. And you know, it's spreading around. It's spreading around the world too. Somebody just sent me something from Sky News where they were talking about it on Sky News and about what an embarrassment he was to the United States. These are people overseas talking about what's going on. If you think that, you know, it's bad for our allies overseas to see this, what do you think it does when our adversaries overseas see this? They're going to take advantage of this man if they can.
So you've been predicting that the president is going to resign. What is that going to look like? How is that going to play out in your mind?
Well, I don't know exactly when it's going to happen or how it's going to play out. My point is that, you know, I've been saying, some people in the Republican Party have been saying for a while now that this is a serious issue. And that this is only going to get worse. And like I said, I still believe that to be the case. There will come a day when it's not going to be the Republicans talking about it anymore. It's going to be the Democrats talking about it, because whenever they can't cover it up anymore, when the mainstream media can't help them bury it anymore, they're going to have to address the issue. The only two ways that they can address the issue, if he's not suited for office anymore, is to ask him to resign. And, you know, he could do that voluntarily. He could say, hey, I've got some medical issues right now, and, you know, I'm going to step down. He could do that, or they could force him out with the 25th Amendment. And that's, you know, that's something I'm familiar with, having been at the White House for 14 years. And those are really the only two options as far as him moving on. And I think that if he doesn't resign at some point, if this continues to get worse, that there will be Democrats in the White House and Democrats in Congress and Democrats elsewhere that will start saying, hey, we have to get him out of there. He has to move on. And there'll be people that propose doing it via the 25th Amendment if he doesn't want to do it voluntarily.
Congressman, are you hearing from any Democrats up on Capitol Hill? Are you hearing from any that are concerned with the president's health?
No, most of them don't want to speak about it. But I think privately, you can look at the expressions on their face whenever they see this kind of stuff going on. They're concerned. They're embarrassed. And I think that they're wondering what's going on, just like we are. They just don't have the ability or the courage right now to say anything about it. But that will change. Like I said, I've told people before, give it another year. If he's still around in a year, it won't be me. It won't be Ronnie Jackson talking about it. It will be the Democrats talking about it.
Wow. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Ronnie Jackson. Congressman, it certainly seems that over the past week or so, there has been an uptick, especially in conservative media and among Republicans, to pressure people to get the vaccine. Is this part of some sort of a plan? What is it they know that we don't?
Well, they want to go back to the lockdowns. They really do. It worked so well for them during the last election cycle. We're about to get back into a situation here where we're going to be doing some elections. The primary season's about to start. And they really need to maintain their argument that we have to do unsolicited mail-in ballots. That's really what, in my mind, won this election for them, were these ballots coming in from who knows where, and, you know, and not knowing if they're legitimate or not, coming in, you know, about the thousands, especially to these big urban areas. So that they need that to continue. And like I said, it worked really well for them last time. So I think they're going to want to figure out, how do we go back to, you know, to scaring people with the virus? Let's talk about, you know, how horrible this, you know, this variant's going to be. And I agree, the variant's probably more infectious, but it's probably less devastating from a healthcare standpoint to anybody. You know, and certainly, you know, we're talking about it extensively. Every time they bring it up, they talk about a positive test. Let's talk about the numbers of hospitalizations and the numbers of deaths. Let's stop talking about positive cases, because positive cases don't really matter if no one's getting sick from them. I saw somebody talking the other day, and they were saying that, you know, they're testing people, and it was a doctor on TV saying, well, you know, in my emergency department, we were testing people. And she goes, last week I just had one, and this week I had five people that came in that tested positive for the coronavirus, for the variant, and all five had been vaccinated. And she said, well, most of them, one of them had minor symptoms, but the other four didn't even have any symptoms. Well, why are we testing people that don't have any symptoms, right? And what does it matter if you test positive for it and you're completely symptom-free? I mean, if you've got the vaccine and the vaccine is providing that level of protection to you from the variant, it doesn't, you know, so I think that we are not following the science like they've so often said that we should be doing. We are actually doing things for political purposes again, and that's what this is all about. And I think that they will start pushing mask mandates and lockdowns and things like that again, because they need to make that argument that they have to have unsolicited mail-in ballots.
So this is really, I mean, as horrifying as it is, this really could be just plain old politics and shutting down our country, taking away our civil liberties to ensure the Democrats remain in power.
Absolutely. I think that's what happened initially, and I think they'd love to do that again. They get one more election cycle under their belt, and we may never get our country back, and they know that. It's all on the line right now.
Wow. All right. Congressman, we appreciate your bluntness and those words of warning there. Congressman Ronnie Jackson from Texas. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it.
Wow. So there you have it. Congressman Jackson filling in a couple of the puzzle pieces. He believes, and again, this is a medical doctor, worked under the Obama White House, the Trump White House, now congressman from Texas. He seems to believe that the Democrats are not following the science, and ultimately this is all about shutting the country down, forcing people to do mail-in ballots for 2022 so the Democrats can stay in charge. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Does that sound like a reasonable argument here? Does that or explanation for what's going on right now? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, you know that I love beef. I love steaks, love hamburgers. And that's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product's 100% American. I don't want to eat a Chinese cow. I want to eat an American cow. That's right, folks. So when you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting incredible meat, you're also supporting American farms. My good friends over at Good Ranchers have traveled all over America, and they've actually met with the farmers who are raising the beef that they're sending to your table. That way they can guarantee that every steak, every burger, always USDA Choice and Prime, and the chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics, no hormones. It's better than organic. All you have to do, folks, is reach out to our friends at Good Ranchers. You can buy one time, just give it a sample, a nibble, or better yet, you can subscribe, and every week, every month, you're going to get a package of American-grown beef. You're going to save 20% with every purchase. That means you're going to be able to get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. So go to goodranchers.com/Todd, or you can use the promo code Todd and get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
So, Grace, I've been trying to, you know, eat healthy and do the whole weight loss thing. I'm finally able to start walking a little bit, you know, with the foot issue,
broken foot.
So I thought, you know what, I'm going to try one of these things called a California roll. Have you heard of those things?
Talking about the sushi?
The sushi stuff.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I haven't been feeling good today, and I think it's because I'm trying to narrow down who to blame.
I was going to ask, can I ask where it was from?
I got it at Kroger.
Oh, well, there you go, Todd.
Was that a problem?
You can't get it from the grocery store. I could tell you some good sushi places.
Well, I just, you know, that's the only stuff, that's the only sushi that's cooked, right?
I mean, California roll?
Yeah, the California, it's got the avocado in there and the rice and like a piece of shrimp or
yes,
it's cooked.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah,
I like the Philadelphia roll personally.
Oh, is that with cheesesteak?
No, it has cream cheese.
I don't know.
And salmon.
I don't know. I'm afraid I've had a bad experience with the sushi.
Oh.
I remember years ago when I was traveling with President Obama, and they took pretty good care of you on the flight, but the food was horrible. There were big health nuts.
Oh, yes.
And so one day they bring out this plate of sushi. I mean, it was a huge plate. There was like a dead fish on my tray.
Oh.
And so I'm just staring at it, and the thing's staring back at me, and the flight attendant says, well, is something wrong, Todd? And at that point on the campaign, everybody kind of knows each other by name. And she goes, do you need something else? And well, first of all, I said, well, what is it? She goes, oh, this is sushi. And I'm like, oh, geez, Alou, I should have gone to the McCain campaign. At least they're probably eating beef.
Probably.
But so anyway, she goes, is there something else I can get you? I said, yes, I need some batter, a deep fryer, and some peanut oil because we got to cook these fish.
Man.
I said, give me some tartar sauce.
See, I love sushi, but I'm sorry you had a bad experience. Never get it from a gas station or a grocery store, Todd. Just rule of thumb.
I'm just feeling a little weird today, and I almost called out. I thought, you know what? I'm going to persevere. I'm going to take one for the team, and I'm going to get out there. But if you see the camera go blank or something, don't
worry. Turn it back on and see some sushi.
Yeah, you may have to fill in for the rest of the show.
Oh, no.
I'm just telling you. But that's what I get. I should not have tried the sushi.
I'm sorry, Todd.
How was I supposed to know?
It's grocery store sushi.
Well, it was on sale.
Exactly.
It was like $3, and you got like six of the little things.
Yes, this is exactly why.
Really?
When you go get sushi, it should cost you at least $12.
Really? Jeez, Lou, yeah. That's a lot of money. Why does it cost so much? They don't have to do anything to it.
It should be super fresh and great quality.
But they don't even have to cook it. They'd literally, $12? I could go out to
assembling the sushi is an art in of itself. I think we should have a sushi class one day. We can all try to do it. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain we're not going to do that.
It'd be fun. It'd be a team bonding exercise.
How about a good burger? We get the folks at Good Ranchers. They can host our burger contest.
Okay, that's not bad either.
All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. All right, Connor, what's going on?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I'm with Grace. You cannot eat grocery store sushi. I mean, that's basically aquarium food right there you just ate, my friend.
Oh, my God. How was I supposed to know? It was Kroger.
You can't have that. You got to go to a place that actually specializes in an Asian restaurant.
Like Benihana's?
Or sushi, but the California rolls are amazing.
Oh, boy. All right.
But,
well,
Todd.
Connor.
But I'll tell you, I will tell you right now, when it comes down to the previous guest, Congressman Jackson, I'm not feeling so good after listening to that interview because it is a terrifying prospect to think of the president resigning and the VP taking over. I mean, can you imagine what that world would look like?
Yeah, it would be pretty hard.
Who her vice president would be? Awful.
Connor, I liken it to just another level in Dante's Inferno. So we're not to the upside down in dung just yet, but we're getting mighty close.
The good news, if that was ever the case, though, I mean, this is going to happen anyway, but President Trump would wipe the floor with her if, going into the 2024 elections. I mean, it would look like the Reagan elections all over again.
You see, I'm with you on that. I think Trump would win in a landslide. My concern here is, and the president talked about this during his speech over the weekend, he said the problem is, these Democrats are not going to give us free and fair elections. That's why we have to demand that our Republican lawmakers hold these people accountable.
Exactly. I agree with him 100%. But I'll tell you, I don't even think he could conceal an election like that. I mean, I don't even think he'd probably get 10,000 votes. Quite frankly, I mean, she's just an awful candidate.
That's a good point.
It would just be a very dark day with her in office.
Yeah. Well, no doubt about that. I will say this. Biden, his town hall at CNN, they could barely fill up half of the auditorium. It was over half empty. Meanwhile, you've got Trump. They had 5,000 people in the building, and they had thousands more outside lined up, wrapped around the building, trying to get in. And the fire marshal said, hey, folks, sorry. But this is as good as it's going to get. So I see your point there, Connor. Hey, look, got to run, sir. Good hearing from you, as always. Connor from Boston, our favorite millennial, triggering liberals all over Harvard Square. Grace, they said it was going to be, 105 degrees here in Memphis today. And, the people in Phoenix are like, well, that's sweater weather.
Not here. The humidity, it's like stepping into a sauna.
I tried stepping outside and you couldn't breathe. It was just...
No, it's terrible.
Horrible.
I hate it. Where's the fall?
I'm ready. I'm ready for college football. As long as nobody takes a knee, I'm ready. All right. I've learned my lesson. You know what it is, Grace? I tried to be hip and cool and you know, with it. And now it's come back to bite me.
Well, you don't, you're not hip or cool or with it when you go to Kroger. We got to take you to a cool sushi spot.
It looked pretty good.
I mean, it looked like the real thing.
Maybe Rock and Roll Sushi. Is that a good place?
That was good.
All right. Well, they were closed yesterday. That was my first choice. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try something different. And the reason I thought it was healthy was there in the produce aisle.
It was made on Monday, all
the green stuff.
It was made on Monday.
I guess, yeah. Never eat green sushi. That's the rule. All right. Put me on the prayer list, people. That's all I can tell you. Put me on the prayer list. Hey, Mike Huckabee coming up next.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks, welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Good to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Hope you folks are doing well out there today. Interesting story out of Dallas, Texas. The influential, rather affluent Dallas suburbs, an organization called Dallas Justice Now, a social justice activist group. They're woke. They are going after white liberals and allies of the Black Lives Matter movement. Remember, we talked about this a long time ago. All these liberals out there standing in solidarity with the BLM crowd. I told them at the time, that's going to come back and bite you in the behind. And now it has. So now, Dallas Justice Now is asking white allies, white liberals, to sign a pledge to commit to not sending their kids to Ivy League or U.S. News and World Report top 50 schools. So if you are a white person and you have a smart child and that child was allowed into Harvard or Yale, they want you to stand down. They want you to send your kid to a community college so a black child can go to Harvard or Yale in your child's place. And we're going to read more. I'm going to read to you the pledge that they want all of you white liberals out there to take. But now it's really caught the whites in the white liberals are in a bit of a pickle here. I mean, what are they going to do? It seems to me they're going to have to stand down. Otherwise, they could be accused of being racist. It's unbelievable. Anyway, good to have you with us. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have Spencer Lindquist with us, a senior at Pepperdine University, an intern at The Federalist. And Spencer wrote a terrific piece. And the headline says it all. My high school taught me critical race theory 6 years ago and tried to re-educate me when I fought back. Spencer, good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on. Happy to be here.
All right. So let's go back to high school. When did you realize something was not quite right in the classroom at your high school?
So this was just my freshman year. I went to school in the Silicon Valley, and we went through this racial shaming exercise called the privilege lineup. And basically, there are these questions that were doctored to ensure that the straight white men were at the front of this pack after asking a series of questions that were supposed to prove that we were privileged. And they asked us questions like, can you easily find Band-Aids that match your skin tone? But they doctored these questions to try and rig the outcome. And quite frankly, they did not ask really important questions like whether or not we would be discriminated against when we applied for college admission. They didn't ask us questions like that. And it was a conclusion in search of evidence.
Now, as you point out, this is a government school there in the Silicon Valley. That was your freshman year. I'm curious how things progressed along your high school career. What did the critical race theory stuff get even worse?
Well, it certainly continued. I pushed back in that original session, and I was put into a class of no more than 30 people. This is a school of at least 1,600 to 1,800 people, and I was put in a class where I was basically taught social justice and critical race theory. And this was in a time before this was a national story. So they were essentially trying to re-educate me. after I pushed back. And I saw this throughout the rest of my high school career. There was certainly a persistent anti-white critical race theory lens that permeated our classroom discussion.
Spencer, I'm curious, how did you know to fight back?
I knew to fight back simply because it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right at first. I didn't have any of the intellectual backing that was needed, but I understood that to go along with this would be to forfeit my own dignity, to forfeit my self-respect, and to accept this frame where I am a privileged oppressor. And this is something where when you fight back, you get backlash. There was recently a hit piece that came out about me from a left-wing publication that I won't even bother naming, but I was called a racist and a white supremacist, and you really have to wonder, after all these years, when they are going to learn that we are done playing by their rules. We simply don't care what we're called anymore, because these anti-white slurs, they've got no bearing over us anymore. And that's a really hopeful, really, really hopeful trend that I've seen that people on the right have started to realize.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Spencer Lindquist, and we have a link to his terrific column over on our live show blog. Spencer, I'm curious the response you've gotten from your fellow conservatives writing about this. What are you hearing from them?
Well, generally speaking, the right has been very, very thankful to hear about these accounts. But unfortunately, on the flip side, there is a threat to those of us who are against critical race theory from the right. There are people, these counterfeit conservatives like David French, these organizations that are really active controlled opposition like Gen Z GOP, who run cover for critical race theory. And while they proclaim to be on the right, there's also figures like Carolyn Boroshenko. She has built up her entire public profile being against CRT, but she just then bragged on Twitter about blocking people who make the realization that I've made, that Tucker Carlson has made, that critical race theory is anti-American, but it is also anti-white, and explicitly so. So the conservative base deserves leaders who stand up for our base. That's what they deserve. And unfortunately, there are people on the right who are trying to co-opt this or undermine the movements that have been started by people at the grassroots level.
Well, one of the things I'm really, really appreciate about your column is that you're willing to take a stand, and it's a very thoughtful, educated stand you're taking, and you lay all of this out in your column. And I think you're right here, Spencer. My concern is, what does this country look like, say, 20 years from now, when you've had you've had these 5 and 6 year old kids that are being told there's something wrong with them because they were born white? What does that child look like when he or she turns 18 years old? What kind of a country are we going to have when for 20 years we've been telling white people they're the oppressors and that people of color are the oppressed?
Well, it is a deeply, deeply troubling trend, and it lays the groundwork for some very, very frightening, conclusions. It's not healthy to be taught that you are intrinsically morally deficient. That's not healthy. And to hear that from the age of 5 or 6 on to the rest of your life is quite quite terrifying. But if you look throughout the history of civilization, whenever there is state-sponsored racial scapegoating, which is exactly what critical race theory is, it doesn't end well. So quite frankly, we need to call this out and call it what it is. And the conservative leaders need to stand up to the base who are putting everything on the line, who are risking their reputation, who are risking their livelihoods to come out against it, because the consequences are too real and for us to just not stand up against this.
All right. So, Spencer, you're at Pepperdine. What are you majoring in, and what do you want to do when you get out of school?
Well, right now I'm double majoring in political science and rhetoric and leadership, which is essentially a communications degree. I'm also leading the California College Republicans on the e-board as the chief of staff, and I'm leading Pepperdine's College Republicans. And after I graduate, I'm hoping to stay in media. I think it's really important that we maintain a strong conservative presence in media and a conservative presence that sticks up to the base, that doesn't sell out the left or cower to the left when they insult us, when they slander and slur us. So I'm looking to continue my career after college as somebody who sticks up to the base of this country that very evidently has come under attack by so many powerful institutions on the left and the right.
Well, good for you, Spencer. And look, let me tell you something. They're going to call you every name under the book, and they've done that with me. And I want you to know, not only am I still standing, but we're thriving, and the same thing's going to happen to you. So don't let these yahoos get you down. You're fighting the good fight, and it is a righteous cause that you're advocating for.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Spencer Lindquist, ladies and gentlemen, wrote a terrific column. exposing critical race theory. And he says that it started back 6 years ago when he was in high school. So we're talking about a very long time that this evil ideology has infected our nation's public schools, government-run schools. I want to encourage you to read Spencer's column. We have a link to it on our live show blog. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8816. I don't know about you. People like that encourage me. Yeah, we're fighting for the country. But with people like Spencer Lindquist out there, you know there are other kids. I mean, this guy's in California of all places. And he's fighting the good fight, and he's speaking out. I have hope for America. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I mean, look, I'm glad our president can wipe his own butt. Don't get me wrong. I think that's a noble thing. I'm sorry, what did you say, Mr. President?
My butt's been wiped.
His butt has been wiped. That is reassuring on a number of accounts. And the main, and by the way, the White House press pool, and I had actually, you know, when you listen to the longer version of that, you can hear the White House press pool laughing because they all heard it. Everybody heard it. And now they're just saying, oh, it was just gibberish. That was old Joe just being Joe. I don't think so. So, Grace, I have this pledge from the group called Dallas Justice Now. And they want liberal parents to forbid their children, their white offspring, from going to really good colleges and universities.
This is just ridiculous.
But here's the thing. As crazy as it is, you know there are going to be some liberals out there, well, maybe not Lori Loughlin, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
They're going to say, yes, we have to do this. I'm going to send my child to
so
trade
brave.
School.
So brave. Yeah.
But I got to read this pledge to you. This is doozy. So they're wanting all of the white folk in Dallas, Texas, to take this pledge. As a white person with privilege, both from my whiteness and my neighborhood.
Oh, my.
I recognize the need to make sacrifices for the purpose of correcting hundreds of years of murder, slavery, discrimination, and lack of educational and economic opportunities perpetrated or perpetuated upon people of color.
That's a mouthful.
Wow, it is. Man, we are just evil. I already feel bad, like I should be repenting for something. By the way, Grace, I just want to give the right, I don't own any slaves. I just want to go on the record and say that.
Well, it's probably good.
Just FYI. Okay. No one in the family has.
No.
We were very poor people. So we were the poor white folks. We were the po folks.
Oh, my gosh.
As they
say. Don't say that.
I'm just telling you. That was a great restaurant, by the way. You know, it was before Cracker Barrel, they had something called Po Folks. And it was basically Cracker Barrel for rednecks. Don't you think I'm laughing? Are you think I'm making this up?
No, I don't think you're making it up. It's just funny to hear you
Po-folks.
Say that.
Where y'all want to, every Sunday, where y'all want to go for, let's go to Po-folks.
Oh my gosh.
Woo, want some of that fried chicken and country fried steak.
Here we are talking about food again during the lunch hour.
Yeah, hold off on that. Just
yeah. I don't know if you need to be given food recommendations.
No. Yeah, we need to move along quickly here. So the pledge goes on. That's not all, Grace.
There's more?
Yes, they also want the white people to understand that access to top schools is a key component in economic and social advancement. Therefore, I commit that my children will not apply to or attend any Ivy League school or U.S. News and World Report Top 50 school. So that position at that school is available for people of color to help correct historical wrongs.
I love how they're pledging this for their kids. Like, it doesn't actually affect them directly, you know? They're like, oh, I'll, you know, do this or this to my kids. But it's like, well, what if it was you directly?
Well, true. Oh, it goes on. It's a long pledge. You know, I mean, we pledge allegiance to the flag and it's your in and out in under 10 seconds.
Thank goodness.
Depending on whether or not you say under God or under God.
So, true.
I'm just saying. It knocks a second off. If I do not have children under 18, then I will commit to encouraging my white privileged friends, neighbors, and family members with children to sign the pledge and hold them accountable until they do so. So the woman who is the spokesperson for Dallas Justice Now, her name is Michelle Washington. And we invited Miss Washington to come on the program today. I wanted to have a conversation about this, Grace.
And let me guess.
She refused to come on the program.
Oh, she actually replied.
Well, we don't know, but she's not on the show.
Yeah.
So she Crickets. Either refused or she did not get back to us.
Crickets.
And I'm not surprised because these people, they don't want to have an honest discussion. Yeah. But you know, you and I both know, Grace, there are going to be people, there's probably some poor child, and they're already on the Harvard, I don't know, whatever kind of highfalutin sports they do, lacrosse,
badminton,
pickleball, and there's some of the corn, what is it, cornhole?
Corn toss.
Cornhole. They call it, no, it's not the corn toss.
I know.
It's a cornhole, corn toss.
Why do they call it cornhole, though?
Because there's a hole. And you talk, I don't know.
Corn?
I don't know.
There's no corns involved. It's beanbags.
All right. I don't know, Grace. I don't know.
So the answers we need to know.
We're getting into the weeds here. I'm just telling you.
Okay, you were saying there was some poor kid.
I feel bad for that kid.
That's what I'm saying. It's not actually the parents.
They got a full ride scholarship to Harvard. They're on the pickleball team. And instead, they're going to, like, community college. Nothing against community college.
No.
And in my estimation, I think that person may be better off going to community college than going to Harvard.
At the moment, yes.
So there you go. It's or Liberty University. Now, that's a great school. If you want to send your kid to a place where they're going to come out an American patriot, loving America, and they know their pronouns, that's it. But here you go. And I'm telling you, I feel bad for the kids because there are moms and dads who are buying into all of this crap, and their kid is going to be punished because of the color of their skin.
Agreed.
Now, it's all voluntary right now, but how long do you think this becomes the norm? How long before, I mean, this is, in essence, this is affirmative action.
Yes.
I mean, this is what this is, affirmative action.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it seems to me this should not be a black or white issue. It should be the smartest kid.
It should be.
The kid who has the most potential.
Yes.
But that's not what they're talking about now. They're making the decision based solely on the color of the person's skin. And Grace, I know that people bristle every time I talk about this, but we are moving to a day when the white people in America will be shoved to the back of the bus.
I mean, with affirmative action, that's been around for a while now. Honestly, and people have been getting pushed to the side because of the color of their skin.
They have.
This has been an ongoing. It's
and
to
it
a
has
head,
been politically. And guess what, Grace? It's accepted by the culture. Society accepts that.
It's kind of flown under the radar, too, don't you think? Until like maybe now.
Oh, sure. I actually know people, and I graduated high school in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And I know people from my generation who were told, you know what, you're the most qualified person for this job, but we cannot give this job to you. We have to give it to someone else, a person of color.
That's sad.
It is what it is. But that is accepted by society.
Well, now there's diversity quotas.
Right, and I think that what will happen, one of these days, this Dallas Justice Now College pledge will become a reality for many, many people around the country. And they're not going to be given a choice. I think one day that becomes a mandatory thing, and you need to be aware of this, folks. The idea that you can't send your child to Harvard because they earned it is ludicrous. All right, we're going to take your calls on this, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. By the way, this is what critical race theory looks like in practice. This is all about discrimination. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. ToddStearns.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Let's go to the phones. Atlanta, Georgia, or Georgia, I believe. Miguel is listening to us on WDUN. All right, Miguel, what is on your mind, sir?
I don't agree with what you're saying about the college stuff because, like, with colleges, like, there has been, like, you say affirmative action as far as, like, they're trying to make it where colored people can go to school other than non-colored people. And it's been, like, a long time that people have not been able to go to college based off what their parents have done for these colleges, the type of donations they've given to colleges and other stuff like that. There are many colored people, African-American, Spanish, whatever other race, and have not been able to go to college due to these facts. And who are smarter than their counterparts in certain aspects of education and still haven't had the opportunity to go to some of the top Ivy League schools.
Well, now,
because of the color of their skin.
Now, Miguel, I got to really. So you're telling me that you have evidence that people have been denied entry into these Ivy League schools because of the color of their skin.
And I promise you, you probably do if you look into it.
Oh, me? No, that's not. What is your evidence? What is your evidence, Miguel?
You'll find evidence.
What is your evidence?
History. The history.
Okay, well.
The history of schools.
Mm-hmm. So you
the
believe.
The history of the SAT, the test scores.
So let me ask you a question here, Miguel. Let me ask you a question. What percentage would you be satisfied with? As far as breaking down the percentages of students of color, how many students of color would you want admitted into Harvard?
I can't say percentage because I don't actually know percentage, but I know the factual information that people have been held back.
Yeah, actually, Miguel.
In America, through American history, African Americans and other races have been held back due to the fact of their color. Facts.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Miguel, I came to this conversation equipped with the facts, sir. And the fact is that Harvard is one of the more diverse universities in the nation. Only 40% of the student population is white. That means 60% of the student population at Harvard is made up of students of color. So the question now is, okay, well, what percentage? I mean, that's an overwhelming percentage. At what point would you be okay? 70%, 74%, 75%?
I wasn't just basing what I was saying off the numbers. I was basing it off the factual information that the fact of people have been held back.
But you don't have any facts. Miguel, I've asked you for the facts. And if you want to come on the program.
Go and tell Pro.
Miguel, I'm asking for facts, and I'm giving you statistics. The United States of America. Look, here's the point. Let's take the NBA. 74.2% of the NBA is black. Persons of color.
More athletic.
Oh, so now what you just said there, you're implying that white people are not as athletic? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the people who have been inducted into the NBA have been inducted into the NBA off of height, ability to play the game, and how good they are at playing the
exactly. game. Exactly. And you just proved my point here. Because, Miguel, I would not want – I mean, you could turn this around and say, okay, well, wait a second. If we're going to take away qualified people from Harvard, well, you could apply that to anything. And, again, 60% of America made up of white folks. So if you want to apply those numbers to, for example, the NBA, then you would have to lower the number of black players who could play in the NBA. But, Miguel, you and I agree with something. We do agree on one thing. That it should be about ability and skill. It should not be based on skin color.
Facts.
And I just gave you the facts, Miguel. Thank you for the call. Miguel, here's what I want you to do. Give us a call back when you do come armed with facts. And if you've got that information, and if you can tell me that blacks in the 21st century have been turned away from Harvard because of the color of their skin, that will be the top story we talk about on this radio program. Thanks for calling. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Governor Mike Huckabee. Governor, sorry to keep you on hold there, but we have a rule here that naysayers go to the very top of the line.
I was enjoying the conversation, and I thought it was quite startling to the young man when you were explaining to him how Harvard actually operates. And it was very revealing when he admitted that the people in the NBA are there because they play basketball better, as it should be. Who cares what color they are? They're there to win.
Exactly. And this all stems from a... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say the same thing ought to be applied to anything. If somebody's going to go to Harvard Medical School and operate on me, I'd kind of like them to be the smartest person in the class, not just simply the person with the darkest skin color.
No, I'm with you on that, and this came from a conversation we were having about a group called Dallas Justice Now, and they're calling for folks in the wealthy Dallas suburbs, white liberals and white allies, to commit. They want them to sign a pledge. They will not send their white children to Ivy League schools or any of the top 50 schools in America because they want to leave those positions open for students of color. It's just ludicrous because you and I both know there are going to be liberal parents who are like all in on this.
Yeah, I saw that letter that was sent to the parents. Now, I'll be honest with you, Todd. You know, if I were a parent getting that letter, I'd say 100%, I'm not going to send my kids to Harvard or Yale or Dartmouth or any of the Ivy League schools. But it's not because of Black Lives Matter. It's because I want them to get a better education and a more rounded education than the kind of indoctrination into left-wing dogma than they would get at the average Ivy League school today. So 100%. Ain't sending my kid to one of those paying $75,000 a year for it.
Exactly. You know, I always used to get a chuckle at Fox News, and we used to work with a lot of Harvard and Yale grads, and I'm thinking, you know, these kids are going to be paying off these college loans for the next 30 years, and those of us who went to smaller schools, Christian colleges, we're getting on with our lives.
You know, I'll be honest, Todd, I never was in a debate with Harvard people where I felt like I couldn't stand on the stage with them. I've spoken to Harvard students. I've been on their campuses. I've been to Yale and most of the Ivy League schools as a speaker. And I came away saying, by golly, that little Baptist school in Arkansas I went to, I got a pretty doggone good education.
There you go. By the way, Governor, I was seeing some photographs from the from last week's show, and the beard is you're working the beard.
Well, Todd, it's simple. Under the Biden economy, I'm going to have to get a job moonlighting as a department store Santa just to make ends meet. So I'm getting an early start, so I'll be ready when November comes, and I'll be able to sit down and take orders for Christmas.
Is that not the craziest thing, though? We had Liz Peek on from Fox earlier in the show, and she's saying this inflation situation is going to get a whole heck of a lot worse. And I can tell you just from filling up the car over the weekend and going down to Kroger, it is not looking good at the supermarket right now.
Well, I hope people remember the words of Barack Obama. Elections have consequences. They sure as heck do. And the election consequences from putting Joe Biden in mean that every American family has a lot less leftover money in their pockets after they get through paying for their basic necessities like fuel and food and clothing and anything they buy. They're getting less bang for their buck. I mean, they can try to make it anything they want, but it's because Joe Biden came in undoing every successful thing Donald Trump did. And by re-regulating, cutting off the Keystone XL pipeline, hinting at raising taxes, going after the average citizen, and opening the floodgates to illegal immigration, he's created a total disaster nightmare. And if people don't remember that in 2022, you know, then they have themselves to blame.
You know, it's interesting. We had Congressman Ronnie Jackson on earlier in the show, and he seems to think that all of these looming shutdowns are intentional, and he thinks all of this is meant to force people to mail in the ballots in 2022. So he thinks there's something nefarious going on the political side with the COVID-19 crisis.
I would not be the least bit surprised. They realized that with mail-in ballots that they could game the system a whole lot easier. Now we have people talking about 24-hour voting. I can't even imagine why somebody needs to vote at 3:30 in the morning. There's absentee ballots. There are all kinds of ways that a person can vote without voting during the middle of the night, which is just a recipe for disaster.
Big time. Hey, real quick, I saw that you were weighing in on the woke Olympics. I mean, what a ratings disaster. The teams are losing, and I got to tell you, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about the Olympics.
you know, you almost forget that it's even on. And I'll tell you, the ratings have plummeted to the lowest level in 33 years, fewer people watching. And the sad thing is, there's some great kids out there that have spent their lives preparing to be in the Olympics, and they do love America, and they stand for the national anthem. And the sad thing is that they're being overshadowed by a few selfish socialists who hate this country but don't mind taking its support to go to the Olympics, and they're getting all the attention, and that's really a tragedy for the good kids that worked hard to be there and deserve positive attention.
Yeah, that's a great point. All right, Governor, what's coming up this weekend on the big show?
Well, we're going to have Tracy Lawrence is going to be our musical guest, which is going to be terrific. And we had an acrobat that was going to be there, but COVID came down in his family. So now we're going to have a wonderful comedian. And we're going to have a lot of surprises. We've got a couple of things that still have yet to be dialed in. But I can always promise you, Todd, it's worth watching every weekend on TBN.
It really is an incredible show, and it's a lot of fun. Folks, again, we've got links to the Huckabee Show on our live show blog, times, and how you can watch, so be sure to check that out. Governor, always good hearing from you.
Todd, thank you very much, and keep them straight out there, my friend.
We're working on it. We're working on it. All right, Governor Mike Huckabee, ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Arkansas. By the way, Sarah Sanders is going to be our keynote speaker at my annual Faith and Freedom Celebration. We do this every year for Truett McConnell University. It's a small Christian college in North Georgia, just north of Atlanta, and they're doing things the right way. And we love supporting these guys and gals. All of the money we raise is going to help student scholarships and mission trips. That's what this is going to fund. And I don't take any money from this at all. We just want to give back, and we want to do our part. You know, we tell you guys, get out there, find a place to get involved and support those organizations. Well, Truett McConnell is one of those places, and we would love to see you. We're expecting maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people, and I know 1,000 tickets have already been sold, and you're going to have a great time. Sarah will speak. We're going to have great music, and I'll be doing a Q&A interview with Sarah there at Truett McConnell University. If you'd like info, just go to our website, or you can go to truett.edu. That's truett.edu. And you'll be able to find that info. You know, folks, we talk about this all the time, how important it is for us to support companies and organizations that share our values. That's why I am a proud owner of a Patriot Mobile phone. It is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're actually doing something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to serve organizations that fight for causes you care about. And by the way, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, you're going to get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment. Either way, you are going to get free premier activation. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers that other carriers do. And they have plans to fit any budget along with great discounts, especially for our veterans and our first responders. Switching to Patriot Mobile, very easy. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Again, you're going to get a special discount, free premier activation, only if you use the promo code STARNS. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Grace, looking for some artwork for the house, and oh. I've got a couple of Thomas Kincaids, one of which is a little politically incorrect. It's a painting from the Old South with a steamboat, one of the steamboats rolling along a river.
Well, I'll tell you, Todd, just get one from Hunter Biden. He's got some great art.
He does have one. I'm very intrigued. It's called Morning Sunrise, a composition in Parmesan.
It even has a distinct smell that comes with it.
It's a scratch and sniff painting, so or snort, if you will. Scratch and snort. Comes with a straw.
Free of charge.
President Trump, by the way, there was some conversation over the weekend that Hunter, I guess another video surfaced of Hunter engaging in inappropriate activities with foreign substances.
Oh, my gosh.
President Trump was asked about all of this. The Biden art scandal where he's getting upwards of $500,000? And the guy is like, it's a finger painter.
It gives me hope. If he can do that, I can do it too.
Cut number five.
But what about Hunter Biden getting $500,000 per painting and he never painted before?
It's true.
Could you imagine if my kids did that? Could you imagine? And now they're justifying it. Well, we want to make it non-transparent. No, actually, you should make it transparent, I guess. But actually, you shouldn't make it at all because it's a bribe. It's a bribe, 100% bribe. You know, you have good painters. For $250, you can have a portrait done on Central Park. Guys with pencils, they do so incredible. They're geniuses. They're just geniuses. You go to Central Park, and they have all these artists lined up. You negotiate a deal. They'll do it for $250. They're unbelievably talented. Some of them are beyond belief what they can do in a short period of time. Hunter Biden's getting $500,000. It's a bribe. It's disgraceful. And the fake news media is talking about it like it's okay. But we should have transparency. It's unbelievable. And the laptop, I miss you too. And the laptop from hell, it's a laptop from hell. When you look at that laptop, people are writing about it, meaning a very tiny group of people are writing. Some books are coming out, some books by some very good people. But you know what? When you look at the laptop from hell, and then you watch the interview, it was Russia that did his laptop. Then they say, was it Russia? Well, it may have been me. It may have been them. I think that's the end of that one. It's always Russia. Do you ever notice it's never China? Because they're all getting rich from China. They're not getting rich from Russia. It's always Russia. Russia. Russia did it. Russia.
There you go.
Russia did it again.
There you go, folks. Donald Trump, that was a very long speech on Saturday. He was having a lot of fun, and he was telling it like it is. And it's true. I mean, just think about this. Could you imagine if Don Jr. decided to take up watercolors and turns around and sells a painting for $500,000? They would have been impeaching Trump even though he's not in office. I mean, we all know what this is, and shame on the mainstream media for turning a blind eye to all of this. By the way, new poll out, Don Jr. topping the poll of most popular Republicans. Liz Cheney, not so much. So, look, tomorrow coming up, we're going to be talking about the 1-6 Commission, the investigation. We've got a lot of info to talk to you about that. So, folks, it's been a great day. Get out there, ToddStearns.com. A lot of stories for you to watch there. Also, download the newsletter and the podcast free of charge. Be good, America.